WXXI is reporting on the wide reach of the opioids epidemic in a special series called Opioids Crisis, The Ripple Effect. In this report, Beth Adams takes a look at the toll the crisis has taken on the greater Rochester area.
I remember James Brown had a song, and my mother would play this song profusely, and it was called King Heroin.
A whole nation gathered to plot my destruction, because I'm a breed of crime and wholesale corruption.
And in that song, he stated that it would drive you to hell, that it would drive you to hell. And that's exactly what it will do. I've lost multiple friends over the course of the last couple of years due to this.
A tear runs down the cheek of Wendell Jones as he describes his trip to hell. The 42-year-old's heroin addiction began about 7 years ago when he started taking Percocet, an opioid pain medication, after he hurt his neck and back in a car accident. He became hooked on the drug, and like a lot of victims of the opioid crisis, Jones realized that heroin was cheaper. He knew a Rochester street dealer he thought he could trust. Last August, Jones bought a dose of what he assumed was heroin.
And they gave me fentanyl, which I had no idea that's what it was at the time.
Fentanyl is a powerful synthetic opioid similar to heroin, but 50 times more potent. Soon after Wendell Jones had that drug in his system, he lost consciousness.
And I was in the driveway and my mother was trying to administer CPR to me. According to the ambulance, the individuals that was there shot me with the Narcan. I did not respond, and they ultimately done it again. The story that I was told, it was various members of the community praying and hoping that I would be revived. I sincerely believe through prayer and the love that was being displayed at that time is how I came through.
Fentanyl was a factor in 88% of the 115 fatal overdoses reported by the Monroe County Medical Examiner in the first 6 months of 2017. Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter says fentanyl is still prevalent on the streets.
Well, we're seeing bags right now that we thought were, heroin. We'll test the bags as a field test on the street, and there won't be a lick of heroin in them. They're all fentanyl. They're all other drugs.
Understanding the scope and scale of the heroin and opioid epidemic in Greater Rochester has been a challenge. Toxicologists at the Monroe County Medical Examiner's Office have been overwhelmed by the number of cases they're handling. Funding is in place to add two more toxicologists. It routinely takes months and months for information about overdoses to be reported, making it hard for law enforcement and other agencies to respond to the crisis. So early this year, police agencies started collecting their own data from paramedics and hospital emergency departments. Sheriff Baxter said this could save lives.
We might have some really bad dope out there, in a hot spot or certain baggies, that now in the next morning we can set our enforcement officers right on that problem before it kills someone.
In the first 2 months of this year, according to police data, there were 176 overdoses in Monroe County. 30 of them were fatal.
If we looked across to any other spectrum and it was a flood to cause this many deaths or an active shooter, there'd be the National Guard here and there'd be command posts set up and there'd be a whole different response. The number of deaths has been utterly incredible, and we're still trying to wake up the whole population about how dangerous and how close this is to each one of us.
And it's not just an urban problem. Most of the deaths do happen in the city, but so far this year, overdose victims have died in Greece, Henrietta, Honeoye Falls, Webster, Penfield, Pittsford, and six other suburbs. Heroin addiction can happen to people who are young or old, black or white, privileged or poor. It's even happened in Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul's family.
I am sick and tired of opening the Sunday paper and seeing the obituaries of not people in their 90s, but people in their 20s and 30s. And my nephew was one of them a few years ago.
Wendell Jones knows he narrowly escaped that fate.
This is not a game. This is no laughing matter. It is destroying the lives of our youth, and we need to come together collectively and do something about it. Not just talking about it, but coming up with solutions and applying those solutions to make a difference.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.